Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are now going to discuss what is possibly the one of the most controversial subjects that you could discuss on a Jewish community radio station, that of the right to die legislation, which has been signed into law in New York State by Governor Kathy Hochul. And to help us understand the process and the importance of the legislation in the United States, in New York particular, is John Day, U.S. Attorney at Law. John, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. Good to be with you.
So, John, can you kind of briefly explain what is the Medical Aid in Dying Act signed by Governor Hochul? What does it actually allow for?
Well, it follows legislation in about, I think, 14 other U.S. states and the District of Columbia that calls for allowing, however you phrase it, physician-assisted suicide. There are a number of guidelines that have to be fulfilled. For example, there have to be three independent doctors signing off that this is appropriate under the law. There have to be two witnesses to the signing of these documents to ensure that no one's being coerced into doing something. There has to be a certain number of waiting period. There are a number of different steps. It all seems relatively consistent with other laws in the U.S., but what's significant here is that it's the state of New York. And it's the governor who is a very devout Catholic, she's very strong in her Catholic beliefs. And so it stirred up a lot of controversy, obviously, among New York's large Catholic population, large Jewish population. Other religious leaders have voiced opposition to it, but it would be one of the biggest states in the country bringing into law this process, which still is in a minority of the states in the U.S.
I'm not close enough to the issue to understand this, but if a state that is as significant as New York passes a law such as this, what does this mean? Is this like the beginning of the domino effect? Will this then roll out throughout the rest of the states in the union? How does this generally work, and has it worked in the past?
Right, that's a good point to address. It would not necessarily be sort of a snowball effect. In other words, each state, each region is going to have a different philosophy. The southern states, less so, more conservative parts of the country are going to not necessarily be joining in. So it is going to be specific to places like New York, California, places that have populations that are diverse politically and with diverse with religious components to it. But significant is that it is New York, which is usually, you know, it's the leader of finance, media, arts, culture, and so on. So, and the governor apparently had a big internal personal struggle on this, because she made reference to watching her mother pass away from ALS, what we call Lou Gehrig's disease. And she made it very clear that she had this conflict internally between her Catholic faith and her compassion for people who were dying. And it's certainly an issue that divides a lot of people in this country, no matter what state you are in.
Such an interesting contradiction going on here, because on the one hand, you have New York, which is as blue can be. Look who they just voted as mayor. You know, you've gone as far left as you can go. And on the other hand, really struggling with these philosophical, moral issues related to, well, it's biblical, really. Fascinating, this tension in New York in particular.
Yeah, no, and a good point on the recent mayoral election with Mamdani, and that's the fallout from that is, of course, still occurring. But you've got, I think what's sort of fascinating about this particular piece of legislation is the personal internal struggle of the governor, which reflects exactly what is going on throughout the state, but also through the country when it comes to this, whatever you call it, physician-assisted suicide, right to die, because she epitomizes the struggle between the strong religious faith, which is, you know, the leaders of the Catholic Church and the more Orthodox Jewish leaders are against it. Reformed Jewish leaders and more liberal Catholics are embracing it in a different way. So She is, and one woman, she isn't and epitomizing the struggle
Yeah.
that's going on. And the answer for her was to sign this bill.
There's certain jurisdictions in Europe that it's almost suicide at will. I mean, they are so liberal in the laws that apply there. Are, in your opinion, adequate safeguards in place to ensure that it's not a free-for-all in the New York legislation?
Right, and that's been one of the key points. And the governor made a lot of, she put a lot of emphasis on how she was trying to ensure that what she called, I think she called them guardrails, but there were these steps that people who were wanted to engage in this had to go through, a lot of formalities, a lot of other people involved, the involvement of doc, not, you know, not just one doctor, but three physicians had to sign off on this, along as well as, you know, the including independent witnesses, people like that. And there has to be, and one of the, I guess, one of the rules, one of the parts of the law was that the person had to have, at least in the eyes of the physicians, no more than 6 months left to live. And everyone who was signing off on this was
Okay.
certifying that it was hopeless. There was nothing that was going to change the course.
Do you think this law could face constitutional challenges?
It had, they haven't, and that's an interesting point. They haven't, we haven't seen anything succeed along those lines. I mean, it's a really good thing to be watching for, but I haven't seen anything that indicates that the courts have struck down, struck these down. Again, this is not in the US, it's not a federal law. It doesn't apply across all 50 states. It's simply each state getting to determine what it believes is the right course. And of course, in this country, you're going to have a split philosophically, red
Of
states, blue
course,
states, and so on.
of course,
But
of
it is
course.
interesting that New York was not the leader in this, and I think that reflects the strength of the Catholic,
Religious communities.
yeah, and the Jewish community. And so they were not the leaders; they were coming in sort of in the middle of the pack.
So, I guess a final question for you. In your view, what is the single most important question that we as a society need to answer about assisted suicide? Before we adopt it further.
Yeah, that's the heart of it, isn't it? I mean, is it it's the clash between the individual liberty, freedom to make those determinations on your own versus what does this society through its government, what does it allow and what does it consider appropriate, balancing the strong views of the religious communities versus the equally strong views of the people who believe this is something that ought to be allowed. And it's not, it's just passing these laws does not answer those questions. It just makes it,
No.
brings it to, into focus.
John Day, attorney at law in the US. Thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning. And a question I'd like to ask you, if you're listening to us this morning, is how do you feel about this law? Do you feel that adequate protections are in place? Are you supportive? Are you against it? In my opinion, it actually sounds really tight. It's only giving you only qualify to request the law to be implemented if you've got 6 months left to live. It could be argued that that isn't sufficient time, but you could be caught up in a legal process and you wouldn't live that long. 6 months seems really, really a short period, but I would imagine that there are very varied and emotional responses to this particular issue from all sides. Would love to hear from you this morning. 061-895-1019. That is the WhatsApp line.